This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Center for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Hi, I'm here with John Spooner, the Artistic Director of Unlimited Theatre and the Director of Human Spaceflight at the Unlimited Space Agency. Welcome to the Jodcast.
Hi, Monique. Thanks very much for having me. We're here in my capacity as Director of Human Spaceflight Operations for the Unlimited Space Agency, which is the space agency that I accidentally set up about 7 years ago. We were writing a play. We'd been commissioned to write a play for children all about science, because my theatre company, Unlimited Theatre, specialises in collaborating with working with scientists. So we've worked with quantum physicists, with neuroscientists. And then for this show, we wanted to make a show about space, because I really like space. And it's a great way of unlocking an interest in then lots of other science for young people in particular. But, you know, there's a lot of adults that like space as well. And in the course of making that show, the scientists that we met researched the subject with. The play was called Mission to Mars, so we were looking at human spaceflight missions. We met some really cool people, in particular including one woman called Gail Isles. Dr. Gail Isles, or Dr. Awesome as she prefers to be called, who at the time was working as an astronaut instructor at the European Astronaut Centre in Cologne in Germany. She's a condensed matter physicist. I have no idea what that actually is, but she's very cool. And she invited us out to train with her for 3 days as astronauts at the Astronaut Centre. And that was really the start of my adventure in terms of then wanting to try and actually get to space. It was at the same time that Tim Peake had just joined the European Space Agency. We met him when we were out there doing that research. I was dancing inside the mock-ups of the International Space Station that they used to train the astronauts in. Tim was there at the time. In fact, all that group of astronauts that had just been recruited, so Luca Parmitano, Samantha Cristoforetti, they were all there. It was very cool, you know, seeing them train in the neutral buoyancy facility and just being really cool and astronauty. But we kept in touch with Tim. Then as we made more projects through the space agency that we had actually set up by starting this space agency, Tim continued to support. He's the patron of the space agency now, helping us to both promote, but also he's been really great being really actively involved with a lot of the activities that we organise. So it's all about live performance, interaction, using game design and storytelling to engage young people with science. And then working with lots of other very cool scientists to make up those missions. And we're here with the space shed. It's modelled on my actual shed, my garden shed that I make up and write all my stories in at home. We've built one here. It's a bit whiz-bang. We've got smoke and lights and video and set, massive PA inside it, and that's where we tell the story from. And we've got lots of agents, like thousands and thousands of children that are members of the space agency, and they've seen the films that we make and put on YouTube, which are all based in the space shed. I think it's very special for all of me in particular that there is now an actual space shed that we can tour to all the festivals and tell those stories in.
So you said this all started when you went off to the European Space Agency and you spent 3 days training there as well. What was that like?
And it was really, really exciting. It wasn't something that I'd expected to happen at all. I'm an artist, I'm a writer and a theatre director, but I really, really love working with scientists in particular, just because there's so much interesting stuff that's happening and I get to learn a huge amount. And then if I can do, you know, a part of a job which is helping to communicate some of those really exciting ideas from the leading areas of research, but also increasingly looking at how can we as artists maybe feed into help with areas, aspects of that research, not in technical ways for it, but certainly in ways of bringing audiences to increasing an understanding of it at early stages in the development of those things, so that the researchers can have some feedback and useful responses that might actually influence the research in positive ways, but also ask questions that might not otherwise get asked. Going out to train as an astronaut was a very practical way of finding out what it is to try and get in space. And actually, beyond just being really excited because, you know, the kit is cool, the people are cool, it was really revelatory, I guess, understanding how seriously everyone takes it, actually. How everyone says, you know, going to space is difficult. And, you know, famously, I think it was Gene Cernan and the Apollo missions were like, there is no room for error. If you fail, people die. You know, it's one of the, it is life and death when it comes to human spaceflight. But even if you're just launching uncrewed space vehicles, satellites, you've still got, you know, that is a hugely expensive thing to go wrong if it does. Beyond the fun of it, also developing a really deep respect for all of the people that are working inside it, and then finding who the fun people are as well. So like Tim is really fun, Gail really fun. There are some people that are not quite as fun. But it's like, that's okay, because we found the fun people.
That sounds fascinating. With your space shed, you tell that story of how you hacked into space. Obviously, I don't want to spoil your story for anyone who sees it later on, but could you just give us a brief overview of that?
There's inevitably spoilers. So here's a spoiler alert. If you're planning on coming to see How I Hacked My Way to Space, which is the show, then this is the spoiler alert for you. Telling stories is a very powerful thing, and not just for children, but for all of us. It's how we explain and describe the world to ourselves, you know, and science does that really well. And if you can tell the story really well about what it is that you're doing, why it's important to people, then people get really excited about it. My job is telling stories. You know, that's the thing that I've spent 20 years learning how to do and developing how to do. That's my area of research. I like to think of it as the last 7 years have been an ongoing piece of performance art for me, where I basically go around saying I'm the director of human spaceflight operations for my own space agency. Some people are annoyed by that. They're the less fun people that are really serious about their work, that think that I'm not taking it seriously. And I am. But I'm just, you know, being playful as well, because that's a good way to engage people. But you always find, like I say, those fun people, and they come on that journey with you. And the fun people, it's how you get great ideas. Then develops me saying this and being invited to places, including NASA run a global space app challenge, which, because they have a huge amount of data, they have a huge amount of stuff, but a limited amount of resource in order to process that. So they go, these are the problems we're currently facing in areas of human spaceflight. How can you as hackers come together and maybe solve some of these problems? I went along to a couple of these events. My problem is that, you know, I really want to go to space, but I don't have any way of getting there. So the first one I went along to, I said, you know, my mission is to hack my way into space in the next 24 hours. One of the guys, there are people who go, well, you're just a nutter. And other people that go, oh, come over here, I've got an idea. And we built a team that miniaturized me, scanned me, 3D printed me, put me on a... At that stage, over the years, we've sort of made the story... First it was just helium filled party balloons, and then the Met Office, we worked with them to do a high altitude balloon launch. At some stage we won a prize through those hackathon events. We won a global prize for best mission concept for a spacesuit that we designed, a connected, internet-connected spacesuit that we designed for Tim. And again, this one where Tim was really great. He Skyped in, he spoke to all the people that were working on the team designing it, so we could really customize it for him. The prize was to go to a rocket launch at Cape Canaveral, which was really cool. Again, while I was out there, I hooked up with Tim, because he lives in America. I asked him if, you know, I've got this minifig of me, would you take him with you when you go to space? Because he'd been confirmed to fly to the ISS by this stage. And he said yes. He took him with him in his personal kit. And so, you know, that I tell the story of how I hacked my way in space. And part of that is the story of, you know, how it's not always plain sailing. Going to space is difficult, and you encounter all those problems and how you have to deal with them.
And I think that's such a great story as well, because you showed how you went through, like, lots of different agencies and stuff, like, trying different things, and eventually you got there through a route you may not have expected. I saw a bit of your show yesterday, and the kids absolutely loved it as well.
I just had a family come up, actually, and the parents were like, that was great, you know, that's so good for adults as well as for the kids. And I was like, well, great, yeah, that's because that's, you're our audience. It's like, I want to make work, because I've got children, two boys of my own, they're 13 and 11 now, but that's part of the reason why I started making work for families, wanting to make stuff that we can go to and do and experience as a family. And if you've got a good story and you can tell it well, then that's for everyone. So
you were saying that you have really striven to make something that appeals to both kids and their parents. It was a whole family experience. Has that changed your approach in any way, or is there anything that you've taken from that that you didn't expect?
It's a tonal thing. It's a weird tone that some people, when they're making work or projects for young audiences, take with them, and it's not something I've ever bought into or really enjoyed. I've always spoken to my own children in a way that I feel is very respectful of their abilities to take on board stuff, and sometimes they think I'm weird. You have to find that tone that is appealing to a lot of people, and not underestimate your audience is the thing as well. And, you know, they'll ask you the questions, and those young audiences are the ones that will definitely ask you the tough questions while you're trying to do the thing. And I think it's really important that there is stuff and things that you can do together, that you can all enjoy, that you can go away from and have a conversation about together, rather than, and this was my experience when my kids were very young, have to have a four-year-old really excited about going to the immersive Bob the Builder experience, and all the time me to be inside my head trying to get to my happy place while this is happening. And the kids didn't even think that much of it, because it was like a working model of capitalism in its purest form. And the whole exit through the gift shop thing was just this really intense experience. And I did think at that point, I'm going to have to do it myself. I'm going to have to make some stuff that I can do with my kids, and that other people can come and do with their kids. And if it's in the process, then unlocking an interest in things, subjects, that they are going to then go on and pursue a little bit more. So our job is to inspire them. We work with a lot of people to then do follow-up activities that really allow people to go deeper into the subject. We've got an app. It's free. It's a free app that has been funded by the UK Space Agency, by the Paul Hamlin Foundation. It's a really fun app where basically you sign up as an agent of the Unlimited Space Agency, you create an avatar, and then you go on missions. We've made films in the space sheds, and each time you complete a mission, which has been co-designed with one of the partners, we've got the Royal Observatory, our place in space, then the Met Office, we do space weather, European Space Agency about fitness and nutrition and how that works in space, coding in there with Young Rewired, the Science Museum, how to launch and build rockets. Inside there, it's all curriculum linked. It's there if you need it as a teacher in a school. Also, a lot of people that are home educating their kids, and also now increasingly, just people that really want to do the missions because they get badges, they're endorsed by those people as well. So they got a badge from not just us, but from the Science Museum as well. And every time they complete an mission, they unlock the next episode in the films, and the films feature Tim as well, and we animate Mini-Me, Mini-John, he's one of the characters in there. It's about making it really fun and also investing a lot of work and thought and time into it to make it really good. The big thing in there for me is helping those young people understand how these subjects apply to their lives. And the big challenge that you see people in working in education is that children are demotivated because they don't understand how this subject applies to their life. Why am I studying this? This has no meaning in my life. I think space is a great way of being able to go, if you do this, then you can go here. The broad thing, anyone here wants to go to space? Yes. Do science. That's how you get to space.
That's a great message. And it's true, actually, as well. And I think a lot of people don't realise that even if you don't get, because very few people get into space, yeah, but thousands of people were in space-related activities. Never realised how big the space industry is in the UK. Yeah. Absolutely massive. What you're doing, getting kids interested, but also the parents. So often I speak to parents and they go, oh, my son loves this, but I don't understand anything. What you're doing kind of bridges that gap a little bit because it brings them into it.
Absolutely. And it's about doing it together so that you do have that share thing. And I think that can be tough sometimes as a parent. If it's fun, and if your kid really wants to do it, you find a way of making that work as well. Really interesting, just seeing the talk just now with one of your colleagues. I know that you were in Space Shed yesterday, but Ben Shaw was, we just now talking about pulsar astronomy. A little way into it, just said, let's have a show of hands. Who wants to be like Ben? Who wants a job as a pulsar astronomer? Loads of hands going up, and it's like, okay, that's cool.
That's exactly what you want to see. You've been working on the Space Shed and we're for 7 years now. So what are you looking forward to next?
Good question, Monique. You know, there's a lot of talk in the Space Agency at the moment about what our next mission should be. So we've had our first astronaut, Mini-John, go into low Earth orbit. We've reached that milestone. I think now, it's a big question. Is it Moon or is it Mars? Or is it deeper into space? Is it a return trip? Is it a one-way trip? I think we'll probably have to consult with a membership and the agents of UNSA and see what they want to do and where they want our next space adventure to go.
Great. Well, we'll keep an eye out for it. And I'm definitely going to go download that app because I love anything gamified.
It's called the Astro Science Challenge and it's free to download for both iOS, for Apple devices and for Android devices. You can do it just on a web version of it as well. If you go to AstroScienceChallenge.com. It's got all of the details there that anyone might need if you're interested.
Great. Well, thank you for coming on the Jodcast and I hope you enjoy the rest of the festival.
Thanks very much. It's been a real pleasure.